Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Sue Fox, and this is my podcast. I hope you loved last week's episode with guest Phil Graham. He has built a multi-million pound empire in the fitness entrepreneur space. So if you are a fitness entrepreneur, don't forget to go and listen to that episode. So in this week, we are taking a slight pivot and we are going to be focusing and talking today all about the lowdown on self-belief and confidence and what that really means and some of the pitfalls and challenges that I often see when people are trying to either seek confidence outside of themselves or try to build confidence in any area of life, whether that's in body, business, relationships, or even with money. So first things first, let's talk about how I define confidence and what confidence really looks like. Now, I have been in stages of life where I have been mega confident in one area and not so confident in others. I've been in stages in life where I've not been confident at all, and stages in life where I've just really felt like I'm in my power and ready to rock. And you'll probably sense from the vibration and the tone of this podcast, that is where I am right now. So first things first, because that's one of my favorite things to say ever, is confidence to me is this feeling of like being fully in your skin. It's a feeling of trusting yourself. It's a feeling of just knowing that you're going to be okay, a feeling that you're supported, a feeling that you're safe, a feeling that you know you're on purpose, you know you're on the right track, you know that everything's working out for you. You don't hope, you don't wish, you have total faith. You've got this fully embodied energy. And I think most people believe that confidence is thinking we can do something, but confidence is a feeling. It's a state of being. It's an energy. It's a vibration. We've all stood in a presentation or been in a room and someone has confidently spoken words on a slide. That's not what confidence is. Confidence is an energy. Belief has a sound, right? And belief has a vibration. And so if you right now are looking to build confidence in any area of life, whether, like I said, it's in your business, your body, your personal relationships, it doesn't actually matter. Like, guys, the truth is, the reason I do what I do is not because I'm trying to specific. I don't have a niche. Like, I fucking hate the word niche. I love the thought of having a niche, but truthfully, I'm not a niche, right? I am my niche. I am all the things I am. And you are all the things you are. And so when we talk about building self-belief and self-confidence, it's not just about being confident at work or being confident in your body. It's about you stepping into your fullest, truest version of yourself, about fully, truly believing in yourself no matter what, and about having the confidence to take any action step to move forward in any direction, depending on what your dreams, goals, and desires are. So when we're looking to build that confidence and that self-belief, and although they are similar, they are technically different. Confidence is the state we're in, and self-belief is the driving emotion behind it. And that's where I like to describe it. I think the biggest challenge is that we think that confidence is just a skill. We think that if we just learn the presentation, or we think if we just, you know, go to the gym on repeat, or if we actually just do things in baby steps, that we'll suddenly be confident. Now, you will build confidence in that area of life because you know you've mastered that one thing, or you know you've become excellent at regurgitating a presentation, or you know you've become good at making reels, or you know you've become a well-versed gym trainee, right? But if you're actually looking for real embodied, powerful confidence that you can do, go, be anything, it goes beyond just taking action and skill. It's about energy, vibration, and it's about self-belief. So we're going to take a step back from the word confidence, and we're going to dig into what it means to really have self-belief. And the first thing that comes under the umbrella of self-belief is the foundational part of having self-belief is self-worth. Now, self-worth is the knowing that you are deeply, truly good enough. You are deeply, truly seen. You are deeply, truly heard, and that you know that you are enough. Now, some of you listen to this and go, yeah, I've got that. Got that. So why is it not showing up for me? I don't think you have. Right. I have met a lot of people, especially over the last couple of years. Some are multimillionaires. Some are dead broke. Some are thriving businesses. Some are struggling. Some work for not-for-profit organizations or amazing humanitarians. I've met healers. I've met car dealers. I've met people who work in shops. Like, guys, we meet people all the time, right? But one of the things that I do straight away is read people's energy. I'm naturally very empathic. I have a very sensitive nervous system. My intuition is like a freaking radar, right? I'm like that, boom. I can read things. I can read a room. I can read a person. And it's one of my greatest skills and my biggest downfalls. And what I have established and really seen, because I'm curious and my word of 2024 is curious, is I have really started to draw parallels between how someone's self-worth is connected to their outside world. And the one thing I can tell you about those who are not just successful, but also happy, not just happy, but also thriving, not just doing well in business, but doing well in life, not just happy in love, but also happy in their body, is a deep sense and a deep knowing of self-worth, of absolute, total, radical, like fully empowered worth. The challenge we have is that most of us grow up with a childhood wound of not feeling good enough, not feeling seen, not feeling heard, and generally just not feeling like we're enough. It happens in the smallest of moments. It's not always a big significant event that creates this. It is a result of overstressed parents, parents struggling with money problems, parents having to go back to work early, a lack of time with, you know, young children, or in my case, it was definitely from the schooling system. I don't believe I created any kind of core wound and the one that I really know around not being good enough from my parents' situation, but I have significant memories where I was made to feel less than in the schooling environment. Now, this is my personal opinion. If you're a teacher, you're probably thinking, I don't do that. And I think a good teacher is worth their weight in gold. So if you are somebody who has the privilege to work with young children and you're doing amazing things, then my hat comes off to you, because number one, it's fucking hard because kids can be a pain in the ass. But two, if we can really allow children to feel good enough, to feel seen, to feel heard, no matter what, without condition, they will grow up to be worthy adults. The challenge is that most of us don't, because we don't have the support we need for parents from a financial sense, a healthcare sense, a government sense, a schooling sense. We don't have it, right? So if you have grown up with one of these wounds, and the truth is, like I said, most of us have, in every trauma and personal development book I read, it's more and more and more of the same, then I want you to know you're not alone. So first of all, don't think that you're like the only one, because you're absolutely not. I would say this is the majority. But number two, if you're like, well, how do I know if I've got that? Then here is how you know. The things that trigger you or drive you crazy or piss you off or make you mad, if you peel those back, you'll often find the reason you're triggered, annoyed, mad, frustrated, or upset is because it made you not feel good enough. You didn't feel seen, or you didn't feel heard. When you are able to work that out and actually see that for the first time, it is like a light bulb going off in your head. It can also be quite painful. And so I want you to know, if this happens to you, to always find the right resources, whether that is a psychologist, psychotherapist, counselor, coach, whatever feels like the right fit for you. Because if that is an experience that you are living in and are living in internally, then everything in your outside life is responding to that. So when people talk about affirmations are a really, really powerful way of reinforcing some of the programming in the subconscious mind, but only if we do the clearance and the healing work first. And so what often happens is people try to slap an affirmation on a limiting or a conditional belief or a deep core wound and think that that's somehow going to change their entire 35 years of programming. If you're the same age as me, I'm 36, fuck. 36 years of programming. And I'm telling you, hun, it's not. It's a step. It's a step in the right direction. Listening to this podcast, reading your books, doing your journaling, all the things you're doing, they are a step. But I am a big believer that we have to go within to create outside. We have to go within to create outside of us, because everything that we are feeling, everything that we are experiencing on our internal world is affecting and impacting our vibration. Our vibration dictates our point of attraction. What we attract is then what we have in our life. What we have in our life, we then respond to, which then affects how we feel in our point of attraction, and round we go. And so if your internal environment is in lack, is in fear, is in not good enough, is in protection, is in shame, is in struggle, is in suffering, is in victim mode, is in any of those feelings, even just when you're triggered, even just on a bad day, if you aren't able to recognize that, see that for what it is, and have the compassion to look at that and go, hey, I actually don't feel good enough in this situation, then we can't ever change it. And I've said this before, personal growth, personal healing, personal development, whatever umbrella term you want to give it, is about peeling an onion. You can't go straight to the core. Like, that's not what we're trying to do today. But what I want you to understand is that the reason you might not be confident in work might have nothing to do with your job. The reason that you're not confident in your personal relationship might have nothing to do with your ex. The reason that you're not confident to stand up on stage and speak or sing, even though you're a talented singer, right? Whatever, is nothing to do with your talent. It's everything to do with how you feel about yourself and your deep feelings of self-worth. And I know this as somebody who stepped into striving and managing and controlling and hustling and ing for 30 fucking plus years of my life in the pursuit of feeling good enough. And I can tell you that even though I've achieved some epic, epic shit, epic amounts of money, epic business goals, epic life events, right? The only thing that ever made me feel good enough, ever made me feel good enough, is when I was able to recognize that I didn't feel good enough and was willing to do the work to heal that, to know that I intrinsically and deeply am. And so we're often chasing something on the outside of ourselves when the gap or the hole or the thing that's missing is inside of us. We will avoid feeling our wounds, feeling the deep-seated feelings at all costs. Like, I mean, literally at all costs. We will do everything. We will manage, control, strife if you're kind of more of a type A person. We will withdraw, hold back, victim and martyr mode if you're more kind of a relaxed person, or if you're using color personalities, like a bit more chilled as a person. We will always find a way to avoid pain. Like, human beings are driven towards pleasure and away from pain. And so we will only ever drive towards something if we have a perceived pleasure on the other side of it. And this is why people attach a lot to their goals, because they think, well, if I earn 6 figures or 5K months, or if I achieve that business goal, or I'm suddenly a size 6, then I'll suddenly feel good enough. And what I want you to know is that you fucking won't. You will feel more confident, sure. You may like how you look more, sure. You may be able to do more with the money that you have, sure. But if the underlying fear, if the underlying feeling of not feeling good enough, the shame, the triggers, the reactivity, if it's still there, then you are then playing a bigger game with the same wound and the same fear, and therefore higher risk and more to lose. And this is why people often get stuck at a level in income or a level in business, because they haven't done the inner work to really both A, reprogram the subconscious mind, B, release trauma from the body, and C, actually allow ourselves to feel the negative feelings so we can transform them, so we can shift them, so we can change them, and so then we can step into the next level version of ourselves. This process is not simple and easy and something you're going to finish this podcast and be like, excellent, thanks very much, Luce, all done, right? But I want you to give you the honest truth about what it really takes to transform. Because I think a lot of people believe that confidence is just something they'll build a skill in over time. But no matter how many skills you build, no matter how much you do on the outside of your life, no matter how much you create or achieve or strive for, if inside you are deeply don't feel good enough and you haven't addressed that deep-seated inner wound / limiting belief, then you are in a situation where nothing will ever feel like enough. Now, if you have ADHD on top of that, you also have obviously a low dopamine response. So actually you don't have the physical ability to create the levels of dopamine that you need to sustain that kind of everyday happy feeling. And often you will find yourself living in the peaks and the valleys. You'll be like, I need the peak. You strive and strive and strive and you get there and then you crash into the valley. So if you've got then, you know, neurodiversity, especially ADHD, on top of a core wound that you haven't addressed, you haven't dealt with, you're going to be finding, because this was my life, yourself going up and down and up and down and up and down. And I know this isn't just me. Every client I've ever worked with, because I don't believe I attract anyone that doesn't have ADHD into my personal world, because they just wouldn't resonate or relate, or they'd find me annoying or whatever. And I honestly believe that through seeing them, I know this is a real life experience, because when we aren't aligned, fully lined up inside, if everything isn't kind of wrapped together, so the way that we think and the way we feel and then the outside integral action, if those three things aren't lined up, what we've got is we've got a kink in the chain. And a kink in the chain means things aren't going to flow. Energy is not going to move. We can't vibrate at our full power. And we won't take action with our full energy behind us, right? All ass in. We can't give our full ass if we're broken. And so where people often mistake confidence for something that they can find outside of themselves, self-worth and self-belief is something you will only ever find inside. You will only ever find through healing. You will only ever find through clearing the past, healing the stories that just aren't true, and then doing the work to restore both your nervous system and your mindset. And then from that place, you're then in the position to reprogram, to reset, to recalibrate all the R words, right? And then you're in the power to step into your manifestational power and then become the next level version of yourself. Guys, this isn't an accident. This is a process. Personal development is a process. This is why I made you a freaking free masterclass on the truth about transformation, because there's only so much I can get into on a podcast without showing you slides and graphics, and not everyone watches a video podcast. So if you want to get that free masterclass, you can get it at lucysuperfox.com/transformation. And it's completely free, because I think there is so much talk and noise. And the most frustrating feeling in the world is feeling like you're doing all the things and not moving forward, like treading water, like putting one foot on the accelerator and the other on the brake at the same time. It is the most frustrating. And also the one that will knock the most confidence is when you're doing all the things and you're just not seeing the momentum kick in. And the reason for that is a kink in the chain. It just isn't flowing. And if you could see, if I was drawing a graphic, if you're watching, you know, we've got how we think that affects how we feel, that affects how we act. And surrounding all of that is therefore our vibration. So if you, the way that you're thinking is shit, and even if you're taking action, there's a kink in the chain. If the way that you're feeling is shit, even though you're taking action and you're trying to think positive, there's a kink in the chain. And so we have to find that momentum and flow. And that comes from that foundational self-worth and self-belief. And so take a breath, Lucy, take a breath. So you can tell I'm passionate about this, right? You can tell I'm passionate. So if you right now are trying to build confidence in an area of life, or change or transform in an area of life, in business, body, money, relationship, then you are going to have to do the inner foundational work on self-worth and self-belief. Like, it is going to be required. This is why people get stuck, right? I always say to you guys, you always get what you're available for. What you're available for includes what you're energetically available for, what you're conceptually available for, what you're emotionally available for. If every single time you keep being triggered and pulling yourself back, then you're not going to ever receive more, because you're not able to intellectually, emotionally, energetically handle any more. So why we have to look at those inner triggers, we have to look at the worth, and we have to look at the belief, is we have to then create space. Right? We create emotional space when we heal the past. We create emotional space when we heal trauma. We create emotional space when we clear the bullshit stories in our head. When we do all those three things, we make room for new. We make room for more. We make room for growth, right? And this is the journey I've been on in the last 18 months. And this is why I made the Becoming program. It is literally 6 modules and those first 5 steps. So module 1 is all about clearing and healing the past to making space. Module 2 is all about healing. It's where we step into looking at the nervous system at the same time as healing those stories and narratives we've stored in the mind. Module 3 is all about restoring. It's about bringing energy back into the body. It's about bringing energy back into the mind. It's about putting you back in your power. Module 4 is all about manifesting. This is the manifestation module. It's where I teach my 5-step signature process. It has worked for me every fucking time, guys. And you can do this with stuff and things. You can do this with energy, you can do this with just like general stuff. But manifestation is simply the end result of you breaking that process, you breaking the kink in the chain, you finding your flow, you're finding your power. And then module 5 is about becoming. It's about how to bring it all together all the time so that you don't keep getting stuck and hitting new energetic ceilings or levels, that you bring all those things together. And it's a constant evolution of building that self-worth and belief, building that confidence and stepping forward 1 step, 2 step, 3 step. Okay, more work. 1 step, 2 step, 3 step. Okay, more work. And then module 6 is all about burnout and boundaries, and how to both identify those two things and how, when they start to show up for you. So where, let's say, the striving is leading you to burnout, or the constant emotional turmoil is leading you to burnout, how to catch that. But also, if you're already in it, how to regulate it, how to shift it, and how to move through it. And boundaries is the number one top tip I could give you as a business owner, someone who wants a healthy marriage, someone who wants a great body, all the things, and how to really implement that in different areas of life. Plus, I just recorded 5 new bonuses. One on me and regulating my ADHD and how I work with my ADHD to create success in my business and happiness in my life. One on feeling safe. I do one on my journey with trauma and healing. I've done, oh my God, a ton of other ones. I've downloaded, there's a new meditation in there. There's an activation script for your manifestation, plus all the other bonuses that existed. And there's a ton of extra amazing resources. The modules are packed out. Like, the value of this program, guys, is like well over $1,500, right? And literally for the next 2 weeks, it is going to be down to $599 with a payment plan of 3 months if you want to do that. So if you're like, everything I've said has resonated today, if you resonated with like kind of the feelings of not feeling like you're enough, constantly being stuck at a level, feeling like you're exhausted, self-sabotage is the number one sign for me, or procrastination, that there's a kink in the chain, that you're out of alignment, that you're not in flow, this is the program for you. Like, I am telling you. And even if you're like, right now, Luce, the money isn't there to invest, then go and watch the free workshop. Go watch the free masterclass, The Truth About Transformation. So if you want to get the free masterclass, it's lucesuperfox.com/transformation. If you want to get the Becoming program at the huge discount, it's like $300 off for the next couple of weeks, it's lucesuperfox.com/confidence. So just know that confidence on the outside of things is just the surface. It's scratching the surface. Underneath it is the requirement to have the foundational self-worth and self-belief. And if we haven't got the foundations, it's like building a house on sand. Like I said, this is where a lot of people can maybe be really successful in a job, and then they try to start their own business and they feel like they're falling apart. And that's often because you've actually built confidence in the skills or in the knowledge, but not actual inner real self-confidence. And so this program is for those people who want that foundation. They want that ongoing sense of growth, that foundational self-worth, that self-belief that they can go do anything. They can set any goal for themselves, and they've got the tools and resources in order to be able to do that. And the final thing, guys, I'd really talk about is that even when you've done the reprogramming work, even when the mindset work is there, regulating the nervous system. And guys, I'm going to bang on about this over and over and over, like I did with gut health 5 years ago. And now look, everyone's talking about it. Regulating your nervous system to release trauma from the body, to let go of the past on a somatic level, which means on a body level. As the quote goes, the story of your life is not stored in your head, it's stored in your body. If we can't release the previous versions of us, if we can't release the experiences, how we felt in the past, who we were on an energetic level, we will keep getting more of the same energy. We will keep attracting at the same point. We will keep receiving the same things. Therefore, we'll keep being triggered by the same things, and round we go. And so this is the program. Then, like, there is nothing like it. I have looked, there is nothing like this program. And especially from a British girl who is focused on doing these three things. So number one, reprogramming and rewiring the mind. Number two, releasing trauma from the body through regulating the nervous system. And number three, then giving you all of those tools and packaging that together as part of a manifestation and stepping into your future self package. So I believe in this program. I know it's the absolute nuts. The testimonials are insane. So you can check all of that out at lucesuperfox.com/confidence. So I hope this episode resonated. I hope that you felt heard, you felt seen. And that I hope that my wish for you, as always, is that you feel good enough to know that you are worthy of investing yourself. You're worthy of moving to the next level of your life. You're worthy of becoming confident. You're worthy of having these self-belief. You're freaking worthy. We're all born worthy. We're born a blank canvas. And it's only our life's conditioning that holds us back. But you, as an adult who has resources, who has time, and even if you don't feel like you have time, you can make time, right? To become the next level version of yourself. Because if we're not focused on becoming the next level version of ourselves, then we're just focused on staying exactly the same. So on that note, that was the way that I see it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you resonated, I'd love for you to like, share, comment, let me know what you thought either below on the comment section, or you can drop me a message on social media at Lucy Superfox. I hope you love this episode, and I'll see you next week.